The Lord, your God, is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Zephaniah 3:17. I'm scared that I'll be scared when I see problems come near. I'm scared of being scared because fear insults our holy God, and fear really calls God a liar if we doubt he will keep his promises. Lord, help me never believe. John 14:27. Jesus said, "Peace I give, my peace I give. Not as the world gives, do I give you peace." I'm scared that I'll be scared when I focus on money. I'm scared of being scared because fear insults our holy God, who says what we need, he shall provide. I don't want to ever doubt him. God, help me always believe truth above feelings. I trust you. Jesus has promised he is with me. See the end of Matthew's book and Hebrews 13:5. Such simple logic. I love the Lord himself has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Hebrews 13 and Psalm 27.
So what can possibly hurt me when I'm surrounded by God? Hurt me when I'm surrounded by God. See Romans 8 at the end. Answers to this logical question. I'm scared that I'll be scared when I feel sick or weakness. I'm scared of being scared because fear insults my healing. Lord, whose will for my life is filled with love, I do pray for my healing. But most of all, I want what is your will, Lord. scared that I'll be scared when I see my death come near. I'm scared of being scared because fear insults my Savior Jesus, whose death on that cross saves me from the just results of my sins like fear. I shall ignore feelings that don't show God's truth. I trust God. Jesus has promised He'll send His Spirit to me, John 14:16, to His promise of peace. Such simple logic. I love and honor God.
John 14:16-17, Jesus promised, I will ask the Father and He will give you another Helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you.
So what can possibly hurt me when I'm surrounded by God? See Romans 8 at the end. Answers to this logical question. So what can possibly hurt me when I'm surrounded by God? See Romans 8 at the end. Answers to this logical question.
Psalm 56:11 and 118:6. And Hebrews 13:6. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Romans 8:28 and on. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Through Him we are more than conquerors.